Why, hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about Shigeru Miyamoto. So here we go. Miyamoto was born on November 16th, 1952 in Japanese town of Sabo, Kato Prefecture. His parents were modest means, and his father taught English. In the 1970s, Nintendo was a relatively small Japanese company and sold playing cards and other novelties. Although, it started a branch out of into toys and games in the 1960s. Though a mutual friend, Miyamoto's father arranged an interview with Nintendo president Hiroshi Yamauchi. After showing some of his toy creations, he was hired in 1977 as an apprentice in planning department. Miyamoto helped create an Art of the Coin-operated arcade game, Sheriff. His first helped the company develop a game in the 1980 release, Radar Scope. The game archived a moderate success in Japan, but by 1981, Nintendo's efforts to break into the North American video game market had failed, leaving them with a larger number of unsold units on the verge of financial collapse. The playable character, intentionally Jumpman, was eventually named for Mario Segel, the warehouse landlord. These character names were printed on the American cabinet art in used promotional materials. The staff also pushed an English name, and thus it received the title Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong's success leading Miyamoto to work on sequels such as Donkey Kong Jr. in 1982 and Donkey Kong 3 in 1983. In January 1983, the 1982 Arcade Awards gave Donkey Kong the Best Single Player Video Game Award and the Certificate of Merit Runner-Up or Co-op Game of the Year. In his next game, he gave Mario brother Luigi. He named the new game Mario Bros. Yoshi convinced Miyamoto to give Mario some superhuman abilities, namely the ability to form any height unharmed. Mario's appearance in Donkey Kong overrules a hat and a thick moustache led Miyamoto to change aspects of the game to make Mario look like a plumber rather than a carpenter. As Nintendo released its first home video game console, the Family Computer, Miyamoto made the most popular titles in the console in the history of video games, as a whole, Super Mario Bros. And The Legend of Zelda. Miyamoto produced two major Mario games on the system. The first, Super Mario World, was a launch game. It features an overworld as in Super Mario Bros. 3 and introduces a new character, Yoshi, and appears in many other Nintendo games. Miyamoto monitored Shigeru Togashi, guiding him during the creation of Processor Pocket Video Monsters, Red and Green, released in English as Pokemon Red and Blue. The internal video game in the Pokemon series, Miyamoto made several games for Nintendo 64, mostly from his previous franchises. His first game on the system and one of the launch games is Super Mario 64, for which he was the principal director. Miyamoto produced various games on the GameCube, including the launch game Luigi's Mansion. The game was first revealed at Nintendo Space World 2000 as a technical demo. Designed to show off the graphical capabilities of the GameCube, he helped so with many games on Nintendo DS, including the remake of Super Mario 64, titled Super Mario 64 DS, and the new game Nintendogs, a new franchise based on his own experiences with dogs. At the E3 2005, Miyamoto showed off Nintendogs with Tina Wood, where he promised to show her a few more tricks backstage. Miyamoto played a major role in the development of the Wii, a console that popularised motion control gaming as its launch game, Wii Sports, which helped to show the capacity of new control scheme. Miyamoto went on to produce other titles in the Wii series, including Wii Fit, his inspiration of Wii Fit to encourage conservation and family bonding. Miyamoto produced three major Mario titles for the Wii from 2007 to 2010, like Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Bros. Wii, Mario Kart Wii, and Super Mario Galaxy 2. Unlike in the 2000s, during which he involved in many projects as producer, Miyamoto's activities and development were less pronounced in the decade, with Miyamoto only producing Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon and Star Fox Zero. In 2018, it was announced that Miyamoto would be working as a producer on the Super Mario Bros. Movie based on the Mario franchise by Illumination. Then it finally released on April 5th, 2023. Miyamoto was heavily involved in the design of the construction of Super Nintendo World, a theme area featured at Universal Studios Japan, Universal Studios Hollywood, and Universal Epic Universe, and under the construction at Universal Studios Singapore. Miyamoto oversaw the design and construction of the land and its attractions and acted as Nintendo's public representative of the land, hosting several promotional materials including a December 2020 Nintendo Direct in which he gave tour a part of the land. So now you know about Shigeru Miyamoto. He's literally the most amazing person ever. And he basically made my childhood game the absolute best, because I actually grew up with Super Mario, and Super Mario actually got me into gaming. The first home video game console I played was a Nintendo Wii, because I remember, like, I can't remember when my family got it. I think we got it on either on launch day or a few years later, I can't remember, but my mind keeps telling me we got it on launch day. I can't remember, because it's been so long. And even though, like, me and my family don't play it now, I still play it here and there. And it does give me a lot of those good memories, because I just remember the days when me and my family used to play it. It was some golden times. I love them so much, and to this day, I still like gaming. And so thank you, Miyamoto, for creating the most iconic video games that each generation will love. And congratulations on all your career. Yeah, awesome. But anyway, that is me done for another week, so I'll see you all next week for more amazing celebrity facts. So take care, everyone, and bye for now.